Rasmussen poll, Republican lead on generic ballot shrinks to 1 point. By Jacob Bliss on September 16, 2022. The Republican candidate's lead over a Democrat on the generic congressional ballot is now only 1 point, a Rasmussen Reports poll revealed Friday. 53 days away from the 2022 midterm election, as the Republicans look to retake control of Congress, the most recent Rasmussen Report survey showed that the GOP has lost the majority of its lead while only leading by 1 point. 43% of likely U.S. voters said they would elect a Republican, while 42% said they would vote for the Democrat. 5% also said they would vote for another candidate, and the other 10 said they were unsure. Nevertheless, the 1 point lead comes less than 2 months before the election. With only 2 months to go, there is still time for the generic ballot to move either way before November. However, the Republicans have led on the generic ballot all year. Rasmussen noted that in September 2018, before Democrats took the House for the first time in 8 years, they had a 5-point advantage on the generic congressional ballot, 47% to 42%. But as the 2018 November midterm election neared, the margins between Democrats and Republicans became extremely close. Republicans had 46% to 45% for Democrats, which is what the generic ballot is currently showing. In this poll, the Republican Party showed a slight lead with independents over Democrats. Among voters not affiliated with either major party, 34% said they would vote for the GOP candidate, while only 31% said they would vote for the Democrat candidate. Additionally, 23% of black voters and 38% of other minority groups said they would vote for the Republican candidate if the election were held today. A Democrat candidate would garner support from 61% of black voters and 41% of other minority groups. Furthermore, there is a difference in voter intensity between the parties, with 86% of Republican voters saying they would vote for their own party's congressional candidate and only 85% of Democrats saying the same thing. The Rasmussen Report survey was conducted from September 11 to 15 and questioned 2,500 likely United States voters. The survey had a 2% margin of error and a 95% confidence level. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @jacobbliss.